Now, as we begin to take a look at the question of what is Adventist in Adventism.
A sada ćemo posvetiti pažnju pitanju šta znači biti adventista u okviru adventizma.
Remember, after the disappointment, there was this time of terrible confusion.
Imajte na umu da posle velikog razočaranja došlo je do ogromne zbrke.
People went back to study their Bibles to see if they couldn't find some meaning to their Christian experience.
Ljudi su se vratili proučavanju Biblije trudeći se da ustanove da li mogu da nađu neko značenje svog hrišćanskog iskustva.
Particularly their Adventist experience.
A posebno svog adventističkog iskustva.
Now we will note that during this period Seventh-day Adventists will develop their distinctive theological doctrines.
Mi ćemo ustanoviti da su u toku tog perioda adventisti razvili svoje posebne teološke doktrine.
Those doctrines that make us uniquely Adventist.
Te doktrine koje nas čine posebnima kao adventiste.
We will bring one of those pillar doctrines or landmark doctrines with us out of Millerism.
Jednu od tih osnovnih doktrina i stubova naše teologije izvukli smo iz Millerizma.
And during this early period we will develop three more.
A u toku tog ranog perioda razvili smo još tri nove.
The one that we bring with us out of Millerism,
ona koju smo doneli iz Millerizma,
is the literal premillennial advent of Jesus Christ.
A to je doslovni premilenijanski dolazak Isusa Hrista.
A second will be the Adventist understanding of the sanctuary.
A druga doktrina bila bi adventističko razumevanje doktrine o svetilištu.
Now, if we were really correct and something did happen on October 24,
ako smo dakle bili u pravu, ako smo bili u pravu, ako se nešto zaista dogodilo 22. oktobra,
then we need to answer the question, what did happen?
Onda smo morali da odgovorimo i na pitanje, a šta se dogodilo?
And connected with that question, what is the sanctuary?
A povezana s tim pitanjem je sledeće, a šta je svetilište na nebu?
And what is the cleansing?
A šta znači čišćenje?
Those issues became issues that individuals would begin to study.
To su dakle bila pitanja koja su pojedinci počeli da proučavaju.
And we're just now learning that there was not just three or four, but there were many individuals studying these topics.
I mi smo saznali, vidimo, da to nije bilo nekoliko usamljenih pojedinaca, nego jedan veliki broj pojedinaca je počeo da proučava ova pitanja.
And coming up with very similar conclusions.
A donosili su vrlo slične zaključke.
One name that is associated with this development,
jedno ime koje je povezano sa ovim razvojem,
will be Hiram Edson.
Je ime Hirama Edsona.
Hiram Edson will have an experience that he reports that took place on October 23.
Hiram Edson je stekao jedno iskustvo o kome on sam govori, iskustvo 22. oktobra.
Something that might be thought of as a vision.
To je bilo nešto što bi se moglo čak proglasiti i za viziju.
Or maybe it was just an insight.
Možda je to bio samo jedan uvid.
But what happens will drive them to the study of the Bible.
Ali ono što se dogodilo bez obzira šta je bilo, podstreklo ga je da proučava Bibliju.
Edson writes,
Edson piše,
and this document will be included in the packet that I send.
I ovaj dokumenat će biti uključen u paket koji ću vam poslati.
He says, I began to feel there might be light and help for us.
Kaže on, počeo sam da osjećam da možda ima nekog videla neke pomoći nama.
In our present distress.
U našoj sadašnjoj nevolji.
I said to some of my brethren,
rekao sam nekima od svoje braće,
let us go to the barn.
Moram?
Barn.
Ajde da idemo u žitnicu.
We entered the barn and shut the doors about us before the Lord and bowed before the Lord.
Ušli smo u žitnicu, zatvorili smo vrata za sobom, ostali smo sa Gospodom.
We prayed earnestly.
Ozbiljno smo se molili.
For we felt our necessity.
Jer smo osjećali svoju potrebu.
We continued in earnest prayer.
I nastavili smo, istrajali smo u iskrenoj molitvi.
Until the witness of the Spirit was given.
Sve dok nam svedočanstvo duha nije bilo dato.
That our prayer was accepted.
Da su naše molitve bile uslišene.
And that light should be given.
I da će nam svetlost biti data.
Our disappointment be explained.
Da će naše razočaranje biti objašnjeno.
And made clear and satisfactory.
I da će postati jasno i zadovoljavajuće.
After breakfast, I said to one of my brethren.
Posle doručka rekao sam jednome od moje braće.
He doesn't name this brother, but I think I know which one it is.
On ne imenuje ovoga brata, ali ja mislim da znam o kojem se bratu radilo.
O.R.L. Crozier.
Crozier.
I said to one of my brethren, let us go and see and encourage some of our brothers.
Rekao je, hajde da idemo da vidimo i da ohrabrimo neku našu braću.
We started and while passing through a large field,
mi smo krenuli dok smo prolazili kroz veliko polje.
I was stopped about midway of the field.
Na neki način sam bio zaustavljen na sredini polja.
Heaven seemed open to my view.
Izgledalo mi je kao da se nebo otvorilo mom pogledu.
And I saw distinctly and clearly.
Ja sam video jasno i određeno.
That instead of our high priest coming out of the most holy,
da umjesto da naš veliki prvosveštenik izađe iz svetinje nad svetinjama,
of the heavenly sanctuary,
nebeskog svetilišta,
to come to this earth on the 10th day,
i da dođe na ovu zemlju 10. dana 7. mjeseca.
Of the seventh month.
Yep, I translated it already.
At the end of the 2300 days.
Na kraju 2300 dana i noći.
That he for the first time entered on that day.
Da je on prvi puta ušao u svetinju nad svetinjama toga dana.
The second apartment of that sanctuary.
Drugo odeljenje toga nebeskog svetilišta.
That he had a work to perform.
I da tamo ima delo koje mora da obavi.
In the most holy before coming to this earth.
Da ima delo da obavi u svetini na svetinjama pre nego što se vrati na zemlju.
That he came to the marriage.
Da dođe na svadbu.
At that time.
U to vreme.
And we must wait for his return from the wedding.
I mi moramo da čekamo njegov povratak sa svadbe.
And my mind was directed to the 10th chapter of Revelation.
I moj um je bio usmeren prema 10. poglavlju Otkrivenja.
We had eaten the little book.
Kada smo morali da pojedemo malu knjigu.
It had been sweet in our mouth.
Koja je bila slatka u našim ustima.
And it now become bitter in our belly.
I koja je sada postala gorka u našem stomaku.
That we must prophesy again.
I da moramo ponovo proricati.
And that when the seventh angel began to sound.
I kada je onda anđeo počeo da odjekuje, njegov glas anđela počeo da odjekuje.
The temple of God was opened in heaven.
Da je otvorena Božja svetinja na nebu.
And there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament.
I da je video u svetini na svetinjama kovčeg zaveta.
While I was thus standing in the middle of the field.
I dok sam tako stajao usred polja.
My friend turned around.
Moj prijatelj se okrenuo.
Said, why are you stopping?
I pita me, zašto si stao?
I replied,
odgovorio sam,
the Lord was answering our morning prayer.
Gospod je odgovorio na našu jutarnju molitvu.
By giving light regarding our disappointment.
Dajući nam videlo u vezi sa našim razočaranjem.
Well, whatever this experience was.
Bez obzira kakvo je ovo iskustvo bilo.
Maybe it was just a hunch, a hypothesis.
Možda je to samo neka hipoteza.
But it needed to be demonstrated from scripture.
Ali morala je da se dokaže na osnovu pisma.
This experience would drive Crozier and Edson.
Ovo iskustvo odvešće Crosiera i Edsona.
And one other man by the name of F.B. Hahn.
I još jednoga trećega, F.B. Hahn.
Back to the Bible.
Do navešće i da shvate činjenicu iz Biblije.
And to the study of particularly the topic of the sanctuary.
I da iz Biblije posebno razmatraju pitanje svetilišta.
It appears that they studied together.
Izgleda da su oni zajednički proučavali.
But that Crozier will be the foremost theological person among them.
I da je brat Crozier bio jedan od najsposobnijih teologa u njihovoj sredini.
And so they decided that they would publish their findings.
Odlučili su da će objaviti svoje zaključke
on the cleansing of the sanctuary.
O čišćenju svetinje.
They did that in early 1845.
Oni su to učinili u početku 45. godine.
In a little periodical called The Day Dawn.
U jednom malom časopisu koji se zove Zora dana.
They believed that their conclusions.
Oni su vjerovali da su njihovi zaključci
explained their disappointment.
Objasnili njihovo razočaranje.
Now, as I said before, this first article was published early in 1845.
Kao što sam rekao, ovaj prvi članak je objavljen početkom 45. godine.
Probably about 3 months after the disappointment.
Možda oko 3 mjeseca posle razočaranja.
Up until recently we have had no record, no copy of that first article.
Sve do nedavno mi nismo imali nigde neku kopiju tog prvog članka.
But one of my PhD students has now found a copy.
Ali jedan od mojih studenata je pronašao kopiju.
This earliest article by Crozier on the sanctuary.
To je taj prvi članak brata Croziera o svetilištu.
This particular student is writing the history of Adventist theology between 1844 and 1847.
Taj student se bavi pisanjem disertacije o adventističkoj teologiji od 44. do 47. godine.
It will be a major contribution to our understanding.
Ja mislim da će to biti jedan značajan doprinos našem razumevanju.
Because he's finding that there were many, many, many people all studying the same topics and coming up with the same conclusions.
Jer on je ustanovio da je bilo zaista veoma mnogo različitih pojedinaca koji su proučavali isto pitanje i došli do istih zaključaka.
Not only on the sanctuary, but also on the Sabbath.
Ne samo što se tiče pitanja svetilišta, nego također i pitanja subote.
But anyway, Crozier published his article in early 1845.
Dakle, kao što rekao smo, Crozier je objavio ovaj članak početkom 45. godine.
And he will continue to publish on this topic.
I on će nastaviti da objavljuje članke o ovoj istoj tematici.
Maybe before I go any further,
možda pre nego što krenem dalje,
I should show you the books that I usually use for textbook in this class.
Možda da vam pokažem knjige kojima se obično služim kao udžbenicima u ovom predmetu.
Maybe there's one of these in the library, I don't know.
Možda se neka od njih nalazi u vašoj biblioteci, a ja o tome ne znam.
But I didn't see them.
Nisam ih video.
And so I'm going to leave these, donate these to the library.
I tako ću ja dati pokloniti ove dve knjige vašoj biblioteci.
This one's called Millennial Fever and the End of the World.
Ova knjiga nosi naslov Milenijumska groznica i kraj sveta.
It is the only complete history of Millerism.
To je jedina kompletna istorija Millerizma.
And it has the kind of information we're talking about today.
I u njoj su sadržane informacije o kojima mi danas ovdje govorimo.
It'll also have the answer to some of the questions that came up yesterday.
Možda u njoj su i neki odgovori na pitanja o kojima smo raspravljali jučer.
Particularly what happened to all the other Millerite churches.
Naravno, posebno na pitanje šta se dogodilo sa ostalim grupama Millerovih sledbenika.
And so I will put that book in the library.
Ja ću staviti ovu knjigu u vašu biblioteku.
And this one here is one I wrote a few years ago also.
A ovo je knjižica koju sam napisao pre nekoliko godina.
It's called A User-Friendly Guide to the 1888 Message.
To je upotreba prijateljskog vodiča za godinu 1888.
And I saw no copy of that in the library, so I put one up there.
Također nisam video kopiju ove knjige u biblioteci.
We will talk about this topic next Monday and Tuesday.
Sljedeći ponedjeljak i utorak govorit ćemo o ovoj tematici.
Unfortunately, my book on the history of Adventist theology is not out until this month.
Nažalost, moja knjiga o istoriji adventističke teologije neće izaći iz štampe sve do kraja ovog mjeseca.
I hope it is off the press when I get home.
Nadam se da će biti gotova kada se budem vratio kući.
Because nobody has ever written a history of Adventist theology.
Jer nikada niko se nije pozabavio pisanjem knjige o adventističkoj teologiji.
But at any rate, I will put these in the library today.
Ja ću danas staviti ove dve knjige u vašu biblioteku.
Because it has some of this information in it.
Jer u njima su neke od ovih informacija.
But of course much more.
Ali naravno i više.
So because of this experience that Hiram Edson had,
zbog ovog iskustva koje je stekao Hiram Edson,
Edson, Crozier and Hahn will study diligently on the topic of the sanctuary.
Edson, Crozier and Hahn su marljivo ispitivali, istraživali ovo pitanje svetinje.
They will come to some very interesting conclusions.
Oni su došli do veoma zanimljivih zaključaka.
But before we talk about those conclusions, we should look at some other people who were studying the sanctuary.
Ali pre nego što budemo govorili o tim zaključcima, dobro bi bilo da se pozabavimo nekim drugim ličnostima koje su istraživale isto pitanje.
One of them will be G.W. Phoebe.
Jedan od njih je G.W. Phoebe.
PV was also a shut door Adventist.
PV je također pripadao ovoj grupi adventista zatvorenih vrata.
A firm defender of the seventh month movement.
On je čvrsto branio pokret sedmog mjeseca.
And he will write in April 1845.
I on je pisao u aprilu mjesecu 45. godine.
That Christ had closed the work typified by the daily ministration.
Kaže da je Hristos završio delo koje je bilo simbolički prikazano prinošenjem svakodnevnih žrtava.
Previous to the 10th day of the 7th month.
Koje se obavljalo pre 10. dana 7. mjeseca.
And on that day.
I toga dana.
Went into the most holy.
Ušao je u svetinju nad svetinjama.
Presenting his blood once for all.
I prineo svoju krv jednom za sve.
For those who had accepted of his mediation.
Koji su prihvatili njegovo posredovanje.
And so as early as April 1845.
Dakle, već u aprilu 45. godine.
PV is also talking about a two-apartment heavenly sanctuary.
Već PV u to doba govori o nebeskom svetilištu koje ima dva odeljenja.
And a two-phase ministry of Christ.
I dvostruku službu Isusa Hrista.
The second phase opening on October 22, 1844.
Druga faza Hristove, dakle, misije započeta je od 22. oktobra.
But even more important,
ali još mnogo važnije od toga,
is PV's linking together of certain biblical texts.
Je Pivijev zaključak da treba da poveže određene biblijske tekstove.
He began to see a relationship between Daniel 8:14.
On je počeo da vidi sličnost, vezu između Danilo 8:14.
And the cleansing of the sanctuary.
I čišćenja svetinje.
And Hebrews 9, verses 23 and 24.
I poslanice Jevrejima 9, 24.
23 and 24. Which basically says that there's things in the heavens that need to be cleansed.
Je, u kojem jednostavno se govori da postoje mesto na nebu, svetina na nebu koja treba da se očisti.
And connecting those texts with Leviticus 16, verse 16.
I on je povezao ove tekstove sa 3. Mojsijevom 16, 10 je rekao, jel? Molim? Ne znam. 16, 16.
Which deals with the typical day of atonement.
A koje imaju veze sa simboličkim danom očišćenja ili pomirenja.
PV concluded
PV je zaključio
that heavenly things needed purification
da i onome što je na nebu potrebno je očišćenje
by Christ's blood
Kristovom krvlju
on the anti-typical day of atonement
na taj antitipički dan od pomirenja.
PV's significance
značaj PV-a
is in linking together these Bible texts.
U tome što je on povezao ove biblijske tekstove.
Daniel 8,
Danilo 8,
Hebrews 9,
Jevrejima 9,
Leviticus 16,
3. Mojsijeva 16,
in his understanding of the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary,
njegovo shvatanje čišćenja nebeskog svetilišta
on the day of atonement.
Na dan pomirenja.
Beyond Crozier and Hahn and Edson and Peavy,
osim dakle Croziera, Edsona i Hahna i Peavya,
there is a lady that's also studying out this topic.
Imamo još i jednu sestru koja je proučavala ovo pitanje.
And she has her own periodical.
Ona je izdavala svoj časopis
entitled Within the Veil.
Koji je nosio naslov Iza zavese.
Which definitely reflects her sanctuary theology.
Koji je svakako odražavao njenu teologiju o svetilištu.
And that lady's name is Emily Clemens.
Njeno ime je bilo Emily Clemens. Clemens.
Now I should note that all of these people were shut door Adventists.
Ja bi trebalo da napomenem da su svi ovi ljudi pripadali grupi adventista zatvorenih vrata.
I think all of them but Clemens will accept the Sabbath.
Mislim da su svi od oni osim Clemensa prihvatili subotu.
But all of them will give up their sanctuary understanding and their understanding of the Sabbath, except Edson.
I oni će svi kasnije odbaciti svoje shvatanje svetilišta i svoje prihvatanje subote osim Edsona.
None of these developers, the real writers on the sanctuary topic, will ever become Seventh-day Adventists.
Nikad ni jedan od njih nije postao adventista sedmog dana. Except Edson.
Except Edson. But he wasn't a writer.
Osim Edsona, ali on nije bio pisac.
What we have is we have people writing from many different directions.
Imamo dakle ovde ljude koji nam koji pišu, proučavaju, izučavaju dolazeći iz različitih smerova.
People who did not know each other in most cases.
Koji u najvećem broju slučajeva nisu poznavali jedni druge.
Coming up with very similar conclusions.
A dolaze sa vrlo sličnim zaključcima.
On the cleansing of the sanctuary.
Što se tiče čišćenja svetinje, svetilišta.
And of course,
i naravno,
It's not too difficult to understand why they came up with similar conclusions.
Nije suviše teško razumjeti zašto su oni svi došli do istih zaključaka, sličnih zaključaka.
They were following Miller's methods.
Zato što su slijedili Millerov metod.
With their Bible and their concordance.
Imajući u rukama svoje Biblije i svoje konkordanse.
It's only normal that they would eventually discover the book of Hebrews and the sanctuary there.
Sasvim je normalno što će oni na kraju otkriti knjigu Jevrejima poslanicu i pitanje svetilišta u njoj objašnjeno.
And that they would be finding similar ideas about cleansing.
I da će doći do sličnih ideja što se tiče čišćenja.
And the anti-typical day of atonement.
I što se tiče antitipskog dana pomirenja.
Because those were the focal points of Miller's study also.
Jer to su bili ujedno i fokusi Millerovog istraživanja.
Crozier will continue to publish throughout 1845 on the topic of the sanctuary.
Crozier je nastavio da izdaje članke o pitanju svetilišta i dalje od 45.
But maybe his most influential article will be published on February 7, 1846.
Možda njegov najuticajniji članak je objavljen 7. februara 46. godine.
That article will be published in the Day Star.
I taj članak je izašao u časopisu Zvezda Danica, kod nas je to ime za tu zvezdu.
And the title of the article will be The Law of Moses.
A naslov članka je bio Mojsijev zakon.
A very extensive article. A
veoma opširan članak.
And by February 7, 1846,
i do 7. februara 46. godine,
Crozier had arrived at a fairly mature understanding of the cleansing of the sanctuary.
Crozier je došao do jednog prilično zrelog gledišta što se tiče pitanja čišćenja svetilišta.
The basic elements were now in place.
Osnovni elementi su se već nalazili na svom mestu.
Of special significance,
posebno je značajan,
is firstly,
prvo,
Crozier highlighted Jesus as having a two-phase ministry in heaven.
Prvo, Crozier naglašava da Isus ima dvofaznu ili dvostruku misiju na nebu.
One beginning at his ascension in the holy place.
Jedna je počela njegovim uznesenjem u svetinji.
And the second phase beginning on October 22, 1844.
A druga je počela 22. oktobra 1844. godine.
In the most holy place.
U svetinji nad svetinjama.
Thus, Crozier had rejected the view that Christ had entered the most holy place at his ascension.
I na taj način Crozier je odbacio mišljenje da je Hristos ušao u svetinju na svetinjama prilikom svog uznesenja.
A second point of note.
Druga značajna činjenica.
Crozier argued that the first phase of Christ's ministry was for forgiveness.
Crozier tvrdi da je prva faza Hristove službe bila posvećena oproštenju.
And that the second phase would be for the blotting out of sins.
A da će druga faza njegove službe biti posvećena brisanju greha.
A third point,
treća tačka,
dealt with the cleansing.
Što se tiče čišćenja,
the cleansing of Daniel 8:14,
čišćenje spomenuto u tekstu u Danilu 8:14,
was a cleansing from sin.
Bilo je očišćenje od greha.
And would thus be accomplished by blood.
I da se to postiglo krvlju.
And not by fire.
A ne vatrom.
So you can see that these people and Crozier in particular are coming to a very mature understanding of the sanctuary.
Kao što vidite, ti ljudi, a posebno Crozier, došli su do veoma zrelih zaključaka što se tiče svetilišta i čišćenja svetilišta.
Working on the typology of the Day of Atonement, the seventh month, the tenth day.
Polazeći od simbolike povezane sa danom pomirenja u Starom Zavetu.
They have reinterpreted the sanctuary.
Oni su na neki novi način sada protumačili pitanje svetilišta.
And also the cleansing.
Ali isto tako i čišćenje.
A fourth point that Crozier raised.
Četvrto pitanje koje je pokrenuo Crozier.
Was the atonement did not begin on the cross.
Da pomirenje nije započelo na krstu.
But rather atonement began after the ascension.
Već da je pomirenje počelo posle vaznesenja.
And would not be completed.
I neće biti završeno.
Until the blotting out of sins,
dok se gresi ne izbrišu,
in the anti-typical Day of Atonement,
u antitipskoj, antitipski dan pomirenja.
With Crozier's explanations,
sa ovim Crozierovim objašnjenjima,
in February of 1846,
u februaru mesecu 86. godine, 46. godine.
What would eventually become the Sabbatarian Adventist interpretation of the cleansing of the heavenly sanctuary?
Ono što će postati na kraju adventističko objašnjenje adventista sedmog dana o svetilištu na nebu i čišćenju.
This understanding was fairly well in place.
To razumevanje, to gledište je već bilo prisutno, dakle.
I should note,
trebalo bi da naglasim,
that at this early date,
da u tom ranom datumu,
Crozier did not tie the investigative or pre-advent judgment to the cleansing of the sanctuary.
Crozier još nije povezao takozvani istražni sud sa čišćenjem svetinje.
Although he did make some allusions to the breastplate of judgment.
Iako je neke iluzije dao što se tiče onog naprsnika svećenikovog i dana suda.
So you might say that at this early date they understood fairly well the sanctuary.
Kao što vidite, morate priznati da su oni već u tim ranim danima veoma dobro razumevali pitanje svetilišta.
And the two-phase ministry of Christ.
I dvofazne ili dvostrane Hristove službe,
but they really did not at this date begin to integrate that with a pre-advent judgment theology.
Ali nisu to tada još počeli da uključuju u našu teologiju onome što će se zbiti pre suda.
That will come at a later date.
To će doći tek kasnije.
Thus the identity of the sanctuary had been settled.
Da na taj način je bilo rešeno pitanje identiteta svetilišta.
Even if the full implications of cleansing had yet to be fleshed out.
Iako je još trebalo da se razrade pune implikacije samog čišćenja svetilišta.
Now there were people that read this article, The Law of Moses.
Bilo je ljudi koji su čitali ovaj članak pod naslovom Mojsijev zakon.
People that up to this stage probably didn't know each other because they lived many, many hundreds of kilometers apart.
Ljudi koji se do toga dana možda nisu poznavali jer su stanovali stotinama kilometara udaljeni jedan od drugog.
One man who will read it will be Joseph Bates.
Jedan od ljudi koji je pročitao taj članak zvao se Joseph Bates.
And he writes that this article by Crozier really looks like it has the truth.
I on je zaključio da taj članak koji on pročitao izgleda mu kao istina.
Another person who will read it,
druga osoba koja je čitala isti članak,
will be Ellen Harmon.
Bila je Ellen Harmon.
And she would write a letter.
I ona je napisala pismo
on April 21,
21. aprila 47.
To another shut door Adventist.
Jednom drugom adventisti koji je pripadao istoj grupi adventista zatvorenih vrata.
And in that letter she writes,
I u tom svom pismu ona piše,
the Lord showed me in vision,
Gospod mi je pokazao u viziji,
more than a year ago,
pre više od godinu dana,
that brother Crozier had the true light,
da brat Crozier ima pravo videlo,
on the cleansing of the sanctuary,
što se tiče čišćenja svetilišta,
and that it was his will,
i da je njegova volja,
that brother Crozier should write out the view,
da brat Crozier treba da piše o tom gledištu,
that he gave us in the Daystar Extra,
koje nam je dao u dodatku časopisu Zvezda Danica,
of February 7, 1846,
7. februara 1846. godine.
I feel fully authorized,
ja smatram da sam potpuno opunomoćena,
to recommend that extra to every saint,
da taj dodatak preporučim svakome pripadniku svetih.
Crozier's views,
ovi Crozierovi pogledi,
it should be noted,
treba da se zapazi,
certainly matched up with Hiram Edson's Cornfield vision,
svakako da se slažu sa vizijom koju je Edson imao na onom polju,
and many of the basic conclusions of Emily Clemens and G.W. Peavy.
I slažu se sa mnogim od osnovnih zaključaka Emily Clemens and drugih.
Now, at this time, I'm going to talk just a little bit about the beginning of Ellen White's ministry.
A sada bih želeo da kažem nešto bar malo o početku službe Ellen White.
This is not something I will spend, I won't spend much time on Ellen White's ministry in general.
Ja neću mnogo vremena posvetiti njenoj službi uopšteno govoreći.
Because this is a course in the history of Adventist theology.
Jer to pripada, jer ovaj tema o adventističkoj teologiji.
And most students in Adventist institutions take an entire course on the work and ministry of Ellen White.
U mnogim adventističkim institucijama delo Ellen White se proučava u posebnim predmetima.
Ellen White's work will begin in late 1844.
Delovanje Ellen White je počelo tamo negde u drugoj polovini 44. godine.
But remember, she had no authority, I mean, granted by the church.
Ali imajte na umu da njoj nikakav autoritet nije davala crkva.
She was just one more little 17-year-old girl.
Ona je bila jednostavno u to doba jedna od mnogih 17-godišnjih devojaka.
And she's not the lady that we think of.
I nije ona ono nešto što bi trebalo, o čemu bi trebalo da se razmišlja mnogo, bar tako izgledalo.
With a stack of books this high.
Niko nije mislio da će dobiti takav, da će napisati takav niz knjiga.
There was no church.
U to doba nije bilo crkve.
And there was no position of authority that she had.
I nije bilo nikakvog autoritativnog položaja koja bi ona imala.
But she did begin to have visions.
Ali ona počela da dobija vizije.
And it wouldn't be in the 1840 that we'd even really work out a theology of spiritual gifts.
I sve do tamo 40. godina mi nismo ni razvili teologiju duhovnih darova.
That will take place in the 1850s.
To će biti tamo negde 50. godina.
And so it's really not part of this discussion of the pillar doctrines.
I zato ona u stvari nije deo ove diskusije o temeljima naših doktrina.
Now we've started to talk about two of those already.
A mi smo već počeli da razgovaramo o dve takve doktrine.
Premillennial second advent.
Kao što znate, prva od njih je premilenijalni drugi dolazak.
And a two-phase ministry in the heavenly sanctuary.
I dvofazna, dvostruka služba Isusa Hrista u nebeskom svetilištu.
But Ellen White's earliest visions will come in this context of great confusion.
Međutim, rane vizije Ellen White, prve njene vizije, javljaju se u kontekstu ove velike zabune, zbrke.
And so I will spend a little time with a couple of her early visions.
Ja ću zato nekoliko trenutaka posvetiti nekim od njenih ranih vizija.
This is her first vision.
Evo, ovo je njena prva vizija.
Now found in the book Early Writings.
Nalazi se sada u knjizi Rani spisi.
I will be quoting from pages 14 and 15.
14. i 15. stranica.
While I was praying at the family altar,
dok sam se molila na porodičnom oltaru,
the Holy Spirit fell upon me.
Na mene je se spustio Sveti Duh.
And I seemed to be rising higher and higher.
Izgledalo me je da se uzdižem sve više i više.
Far above the dark world.
Daleko iznad mračnoga sveta.
I turned to look for the Advent people in the world.
Okrenula sam se da pogledam adventistički narod po svetu.
But could not find them.
Ali nisam mogla da ih nađem.
When a voice said to me,
a onda mi jedan glas rekao,
look again.
Pogledaj ponovo.
And look a little higher.
I gledaj malo višlje.
At this I raised my eyes.
I tako sam ja podigla svoj pogled.
And saw a straight and narrow path.
I videla jedan strm i uzak put.
Cast up high above the world.
Koji se uzdizao visoko iznad sveta.
On this path the Advent people were traveling to the city.
Tim putem adventistički vernici putovali su prema gradu.
Which was at the farther end of the pass.
Koji se nalazio na kraju toga puta.
Now there are some very remarkable things about this first vision.
Ima nešto veoma značajno u vezi sa ovom prvom vizijom.
And now that you've had more understanding of Adventist theology, the development,
a sada kada na neki način bolje razumete osnove adventističke teologije,
we can begin to unpack this next sentence.
Moći ćemo na neki način da raspakujemo ove sledeće rečenice.
Remember now, she's talking about the Advent people on a path.
Vidite, ona govori adventističkom narodu koji se nalazi na putu.
They had a bright light set up behind them at the beginning of the path.
Na početku puta jedno blistavo svetlo obasjavalo im je put unapred.
A bright light behind them at the beginning of the path.
Kaže na početku puta jedno blistavo svetlo iza njih.
Which an angel told me was the midnight cry.
Anđeo mi je rekao da se radilo o ponoćnom pokliču.
This is very interesting.
Ovo je veoma zanimljivo.
What is the midnight cry?
Šta je taj ponoćni poklič?
The seventh month movement.
To je pokret sedmog meseca.
That something happened on October 22.
Da se nešto zaista dogodilo 22. oktobra.
Do you know what's most interesting about this?
Znate li šta je najinteresnije? Naime, kada je Ellen White dobila ovu viziju, ona se povela za Himesom i njegovim verovanjem.
We know from one of her first writings in A Word to the Little Flock.
Mi znamo na osnovu jednog od njenih najranijih spisa, to je poruka upućena malom stadu.
That in November of 1844,
da u novembru 1844. godine,
she had given up her belief in the midnight cry.
Da je ona odbacila svoje verovanje u ponoćni poklič.
And said that it was not they weren't right on the time.
Rekla je da to nije bilo na mjestu.
And this vision really changes her around.
I izgleda da je ova vizija dovela do preokreta u njenom shvatanju.
So let's watch this again.
I zato razmatrajmo ovo pitanje ponovo.
They had a bright light set up behind them.
Imali su blistavu svetlost koja je bila postavljena iza njih.
At the beginning of the path,
na početku puta,
which an angel told me was the midnight cry.
A anđel mi je rekao da se radilo o ponoćnom pokliču.
This light shone all along the path.
Ovo svetlo je sijalo po celom putu.
And gave light to their feet.
I obasjavalo je put njihovim nogama.
So that they might not stumble.
Tako da se ne spotiču.
If they kept their eyes focused on Jesus.
Ukoliko budu svoje oči usmerili prema Isusu.
Who was just before them.
Koji je bio neposredno pred njima.
Leading them to the city.
Vodeći ih prema gradu.
They were safe.
Tada su bili sigurni.
This is interesting.
Ovo je zanimljivo.
Because in this first vision,
jer u svojoj prvoj viziji,
she really highlights the two basic positions in Adventist theology.
Ona je u stvari na neki način razjasnila dve osnovne pozicije adventista.
Our prophetic heritage,
naše proročko nasljedstvo.
We have nothing to fear except that we should forget the way that the Lord has led us in our past history.
Osim ako zaboravimo način na koji nas je Bog vodio u prošlosti.
Those things which are distinctly Adventist keep is one pole of Adventist theology.
Dakle, to što je izrazito izuzetno adventistički, to je jedna strana adventističke teologije.
The other pole is Jesus Christ.
A druga strana je sam Isus Hristos.
The great temptation of Adventists across time.
Veliko iskušenje kojem su bili podvrgnuti adventisti u toku vremena
will be to focus on one pole or the other.
Jeste da se usresrede i da gledaju samo na jednu ili na drugu stranu.
Either to emphasize those things that are Adventist in Adventism.
Da li, jedna bi zabluda bila da naglašavaju ono što je adventističko u adventizmu.
Or those things which are Christian in Adventism.
A da zaborave ono što je hrišćansko u adventizmu.
I would like to suggest.
Ja bih zato voleo da vam preporučim
that we are wrong whenever we go to either extreme.
Da ćemo biti na pogrešnom putu ako krenemo i u jedan ili u drugi ekstrem ili krajnost.
Just as in mathematics it takes two points to establish a line.
Kao što u matematici potrebna su vam dve tačke da biste mogli povući liniju.
In Adventist theology we have two focal points that keep us in balance.
Tako i u adventističkoj teologiji mi imamo dve osnovne tačke koje treba da nas održe u ravnoteži.
You'll see that this will be one of the great tensions in Adventist theological history.
I vi ćete vidjeti da je upravo ova činjenica izazivala najveće napetosti u adventističkoj teologiji u toku istorije.
But we are safe when we keep the two in proper balance.
Ali smo na sigurnome kada obe ove tačke imamo u vidu.
That's one of the things that really strikes me as impressive about this first vision.
Ovo je ono što me je kako da kažem, navelo da impresioniralo u vezi sa ovom prvom vizijom.
She goes on.
Ona nastavlja.
But soon some grew weary.
Ali uskoro su se neki umorili.
And said the city was a great way off.
I kazali su grad je suviše daleko.
They were right.
I bili su u pravu.
It's been 160 years.
160 godina već su tada.
You know the first question I'm going to ask when I get to the kingdom?
Znate, prvo pitanje koje ću ja postaviti kad se budem našao u Božjem carstvu.
What did you mean?
Šta si to mislio?
When you said, behold, I come quickly.
Kada si rekao, evo ću doći skoro.
It seems to me that 2,000 years is not very quickly.
Jer mi se čini da 2000 godina nisu baš tako kratak period.
Even 160 years is not very quick.
Pa ni ovih 160 godina ne predstavljaju kratak period.
So I have some very serious questions when I get to the kingdom.
Imam ja nekih veoma ozbiljnih pitanja koja ću postavljati kad stignem u carstvo.
When I can call Jesus off to one side and ask him some serious questions.
Kada budem pozvao Isusa malo u stranu da mu postavim neka ozbiljna pitanja.
Well, back to this first.
If you are to get there. Yeah, that's always if.
This man only knows me now for 3 days and already he's beginning to question.
Kaže, poznajemo se tek 3 dana, a već mi postavlja nezgodna pitanja.
But soon some grew weary.
Ali uskoro neki su se umorili.
And said the city was a great way off.
I kazali su, grad je suviše daleko.
And they expected to have entered it before.
A očekivali su da će ranije stići do njega.
Then Jesus would encourage them.
A onda ih je Isus hrabrio.
By raising his glorious right arm.
Uzdižući svoju slavnu desnicu.
Now, the next thing I'm going to read.
Sljedeće što ću pročitati
is probably the most remarkable prophecy that Ellen White ever made.
Možda je najznačajnije proročanstvo koje Ellen White ikada izgovorila.
She didn't make very many prophecies.
Nije ona baš mnogo proročanstava izrekla.
Her main work was giving guidance.
Njeno osnovno delo je da daje uputstva.
But I want you to listen to this carefully.
Ali pažljivo saslušajte ove reči.
Her first vision.
Njena prva vizija.
December 1844.
18. decembar 1944. godine.
Others rashly denied the light behind them.
Rashly. Yes, I understand that, but...
Drugi su brzo
odbacili svetlo koje je stajalo iza njih.
And said that it was not God that had led them out so far.
I rekli su da nije ih Bog doveo dotle.
Now listen.
Slušajte sad dobro.
These people said what?
Šta su ti ljudi rekli?
We don't believe the light behind us.
Mi ne vjerujemo u svetlo koje se nalazi iza nas.
That's not from God.
Ono nije od Boga.
What happens?
Šta se dogodilo?
The light behind them went out.
Svetlo iza njih se ugasilo.
Leaving their feet in perfect darkness.
Ostavljajući njihove noge u savršenom mraku.
And they stumbled and lost sight of the mark.
I počeli su da se spotiču i izgubili su iz vida cilj.
And of Jesus.
Isusa.
And fell off the path down into the dark and wicked world below.
I pali su sa puta dole u pomračeni svet ispod sebe.
This is the remarkable thing about that vision.
Ovo je to značajno u vezi sa ovom vizijom.
How many Albany Adventists did I estimate were in 1844, 1845?
Šta sam ja rekao, koliko je ovih adventista iz Albanija bilo u njihovom pokretu tamo 45. godine?
50,000.
Ja sam rekao 50,000.
You know how many there are today?
Da li znate koliko ih je danas?
Worldwide?
Po celom svetu.
35,000.
35,000.
Do you know what they believe?
Da li znate šta oni veruju?
They don't either.
What?
They don't understand what they believe either.
Oni ne znaju šta veruju.
They're a cultural group.
To je kulturološka grupa.
In 1984 I talked to their foremost theologian.
84. godine razgovarao sam s jednim od njihovih najistaknutijih teologa.
He says, we don't know anything about the 2300 days.
On kaže mi, ne znamo ništa određeno u vezi sa 2300 dana i noći.
We can't even agree on what the millennium is.
Mi ne možemo ni da se složimo oko pitanja šta je to milenijum.
In the late 1970s, they wrote their latest three-volume history of the Advent Christian Church.
Tamo negde 70. godina oni su izdali trotomno izdanje istorije Hrišćanske adventističke crkve, tako se oni zovu.
Do you know what the last chapter is entitled?
Znate kako glasi naslov poslednjeg poglavlja?
How do you tell a church that it is dying?
Kako da kažete crkvi da umire?
I'd hate to have to write a church history like that.
Ja ne znam da li bi trebalo pisati crkvenu istoriju na takav način.
160 years and they've got fewer members now than when they began.
160 godina, a sada imaju manje vernika nego u početku.
And they write a history. How do you tell a church that it's dying?
Kako da govorite crkvi koja umire?
What did Ellen White say?
A šta Ellen White kaže?
When they called the light darkness,
kada neko videlo nazove tamom,
the light went out.
Onda se videlo gas.
And their feet were left in perfect darkness.
I njihove noge ostaju u potpunoj tami.
And they fell off the path.
I padaju s puta.
One of the other branches of Millerism,
jedan drugi ogranak Millerizma,
has 6,000 members today.
Ima oko 6,000 vernika danas.
The Seventh Day Church of God.
Crkva Božja sedmoga dana.
They wrote their last history in 1969.
Oni su svoju zadnju istoriju napisali 69. godine.
The last section of that history.
Poslednji deo njihove istorije.
Is a quotation from the Apocalypse of John.
To je citat iz Otkrivenja.
It was alive. It was alive.
Bijaše živ.
Yet it was dead.
A sada je mrtav.
Not a very good conclusion.
Nekako, nikako se to ne može nazvati dobrim završetkom.
One of the most remarkable prophecies Ellen White ever made was in her first vision.
I ja mislim da zato upravo da je najznačajnije proročanstvo Ellen White izrekla u svojoj prvoj viziji.
Telling us to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus.
Govoreći nam da svoje oči usmerimo prema Isusu.
And on the way that the Lord has led us in our prophetic history.
Ali istovremeno i na put kojim nas je Bog vodio u toku naše istorije.
Of the six churches that came out of Millerism, only one has really survived.
A od šest crkava koje su proistekle iz Millerovog pokreta, samo je jedna stvarno preživela.
Approaching 11 million members today worldwide.
Mi se danas približavamo brojci od 11 miliona krštenih vernika po svetu.
And by the year 2010 should we have over 20 million members.
I tamo negde 10. godine predviđa se da ćemo imati 20 million.
20 million.
20 miliona vernika. Yep.
Numbers aren't everything.
Brojevi se svugde pojavljuju.
But they are something.
A i nešto znači.
Our safety today.
Naša sigurnost danas.
I believe with all my heart.
Ja to verujem celim svojim srcem.
Is to keep our eyes fixed on those two focal points.
Jeste da danas usmerimo svoje oči na ova dva fokalna mesta u našoj teologiji.
Oh, by the way, I forgot to add one other question.
Usput da kažem, zaboravio sam da dodam još jedno pitanje.
How many Sabbatarian Adventists were there in 1845?
Koliko je svetkovatelja subote bilo 45. godine?
When this prophecy was made.
Kada je ovo proročanstvo bilo izrečeno?
Zero.
Nula.
Not one.
Nijedan.
The spiritualizers melted like water in the sand.
Kao ovi koji su duhovničari, koji su duhovno tumačili, otopili su se kao sneg na suncu.
Because they had no literal understanding of scripture.
Zato što nisu doslovno tumačili pismo.
Everyone did what believed what they wanted.
Svako je verovao šta je hteo.
Or imagined.
Ili što je zamišljao sebi.
And the Albany group never went anywhere.
Nikud nije stigla. They are 35,000 now.
One reason I'm a Seventh-day Adventist.
Jedan od razloga zašto sam ja adventista sedmog dana
is because I firmly believe that we are a prophetic movement.
Je upravo u tome što čvrsto verujem da smo mi proročki pokret.
And the day we forget that,
a dan kada to budemo zaboravili,
well, the day will be the day that we become just another group of toothless Methodists.
to će biti dan kada ćemo postati još jedna grupa bezubih metodista.
Who just happened to keep a different day.
Koja, eto, na neki način drži drugi dan.
What has driven this denomination to the ends of the earth?
Ono što je ovu denominaciju odvelo sve do kraja sveta
is the firm belief that we are a prophetic people.
Je čvrsto verovanje da smo mi zaista proročki pokret.
And yet it's this understanding that we're in danger of losing.
A sada smo u opasnosti da izgubimo ovo shvatanje.
Well, we'll come back in 10 minutes.
Vratit ćemo se za 10 minuta. Shut the doors.
Yeah. We had talked about Ellen White's first vision.
Mi smo razgovarali o prvoj viziji Ellen White.
That vision did not deal with the sanctuary.
Ta vizija nije imala nikakve veze sa pitanjem svetilišta.
But it did deal with the seventh month movement.
Ali je imala veze sa pokretom sedmog meseca.
In February of 1845,
u februaru mesecu 44. godine,
at the same time that Crozier and Peavey and Emily Clemens and others are writing,
U isto vreme kada Crozier, Clemens and the PV pišu,
Ellen White does have a vision.
Ellen White je također dobila viziju,
which indicates a two-apartment sanctuary.
Koja ukazuje da na nebu postoji svetilište sa dva odeljenja.
But remember, just because she has a vision does not mean that it has any authority with the believers.
Međutim, imajmo na umu, činjenica da je dobila viziju nije još značila da ta vizija, da je ona prihvaćena kao autoritet među vernicima.
But I think it's an interesting vision because of what it says.
Ali ja mislim da je ta vizija veoma zanimljiva upravo zbog onoga što sadrži.
Currently found in early writings, pages 54 to 56.
Našao sam je nedavno u ranim spisima, 55-56 stranica.
She says, I saw two companies, one bowed down before the throne.
Kaže ona, gledala sam dve grupe, jedna i druga pognuta pred prestolom.
Now these two companies are really open door and shut door Adventists.
U stvari radi se o adventistima zatvorenih vrata i adventistima otvorenih vrata, da objasnim.
So one was bowed down before the throne.
Jedna je bila pognuta pred prestolom.
Deeply interested.
Duboko
zainteresovana. While the other stood uninterested and careless.
Dok je druga stajala nezainteresovana i bezbrižna.
Then I saw an exceeding bright light.
A onda sam videla izuzetno blistavu svetlost.
Come from the Father to the Son.
Koja je od oca prešla na sina.
But few would receive this great light.
Ali retki su prihvatili ovo blistavo svetlo.
Many came out from under it.
What?
Many came out from under it.
Mnogi su izašli iz njenog dosega.
And immediately resisted it.
I počeli da joj se protive.
Others were careless and did not cherish the light.
Drugi su bili bezbrižni i nisu obraćali pažnju na videlo.
And it moved off from them.
I ono ih je zaobišlo.
I saw the Father rise from the throne.
Videla sam zatim kako je otac ustao sa prestola.
And in a flaming chariot.
I u plamenim kočijama.
Go into the holy of holies.
Otišao u svetinju nad svetinjama.
Within the veil and sit down.
A s druge strane zavese i seo.
And then Jesus rose from the throne.
A onda je Isus ustao sa prestola.
He says, wait here.
I rekao, čekajte.
I'm going to my Father.
Idem ocu svojemu
to receive the kingdom.
Da primim carstvo.
Keep your garments spotless.
Neka vaše haljine ostanu čiste.
And in a little while I will return from the wedding.
I za kratko vreme ja ću se vratiti sa svadbe.
And receive you to myself.
I uzet ću vas k sebi.
Then Jesus stepped into the chariot.
A zatim je Isus ušao u kola.
And was born to the holiest.
I bio je odvezen u svetinju.
Where the Father sat.
Tamo gde je otac sedeo.
There I beheld Jesus, a great high priest.
A onda sam videla Isusa kao velikog prvosveštenika.
Standing before the Father.
Kako stoji pred ocem.
Well, like I said before, Ellen White had this vision.
Kao što sam rekao ranije, Ellen White je dobila ovo viđenje.
Well, others were studying the topic.
Dok su drugi proučavali ovu tematiku,
they did not see the vision at that time.
Oni nisu vidjeli tu viziju u to doba.
Probably most of them never ever heard about it.
Većina od njih verovatno nikad nije ni čula za tu viziju.
But she's one other witness that people were thinking about these things.
Ali ona je još jedan svedok da su ljudi razmišljali o ovoj tematici u to doba.
But I'll tell you what I like about this vision.
Ali reću vam šta ja volim u vezi sa ovom vizijom.
It ought to help us think more clearly about being too mechanical about our understanding of the heavenly sanctuary.
Ja mislim da ona treba da nam pomogne da ne budemo suviše mehanički u našem shvatanju nebeskog svetilišta.
In the book of Exodus and again in the book of Hebrews.
U drugoj knjizi Mojsijevoj i ponovo u poslanici Jevrejima.
We read that the earthly is but a shadow of the heavenly.
Mi čitamo da je zemaljsko svetilište bilo samo senka onoga što je na nebesima.
And we have had some Adventists.
I mi smo zato imali neke adventiste.
That have been so concerned with the earthly.
Koji su bili toliko zaokupljeni onim što je na zemlji.
That they think they can tell us everything about the heavenly.
Da su pomislili da mogu da nam kažu sve pojedinosti onoga što se nalazi na nebu.
Oh, they can even tell us how many boards are in the heavenly sanctuary.
Oni su čak bili u stanju da nam kažu koliko dasaka ima u nebeskom svetilištu.
And what each board stands for.
I zašta je svaka od njih.
And all kinds of other things.
I svakovrsne druge informacije su mogli da nam daju.
I rather doubt that is a helpful approach.
Ja sumnjam da je to koristan pristup.
Here we get a glimpse of the majesty of the heavenly sanctuary.
Ovde imamo jednu iskru veličanstvenosti nebeskog svetilišta.
And it places God's throne first in the holy place.
I vidite ovde vizija smešta Božji presto prvo u samoj svetinji.
And then a flaming chariot of angels takes God and the throne into the most holy.
A onda plamena kočija anđelska odnosi Boga u svetinju nad svetinjom.
This is not a rigid account.
Ovo nije neki ukočeni izveštaj.
What we have in the Bible is a great parable of salvation.
Ono što mi imamo u Bibliji to je velika parabola o spasenju.
And like any other parable, when you try to make every detail rigid, you get into trouble.
I kao i svaka druga parabola, ako pokušate ukočeno da tumačite svaku pojedinost, zapadate u nepriliku.
So I take this as a warning.
I zato ja ovo na neki način smatram opomenom.
Not to become overly mechanistic.
Da ne postanemo izrazito mehanicistički u svom tumačenju.
And overly rigid.
I suviše ukočen.
But rather to follow the great parabolic lesson of the two-phase ministry.
Već da ovo jednostavno shvatimo kao veliku pouku o dve faze Isusove službe.
Remembering that the sanctuary in heaven,
imajući na umu da nebesko svetilište,
is the control room for the universe of God.
Je u stvari kontrolna soba iz kojega se upravlja svemirom.
And I guess the sanctuary must be fairly large if it can contain several billion angels.
A ja mislim da to svetilište na nebu mora biti prilično veliko ako treba da u njega stanu anđeli.
And that whatever we have is a faint shadow.
I da sve ono što mi imamo ovde da je samo jedna bleda senka.
And just like when I look at your shadow,
kao što ja gledam vašu senku,
I can tell a few things about you.
Mogu da kažem nešto o vama.
But when I confuse the shadow with the real you, I am totally deluded.
Ali ako zamenim senku i proglasim je vašim stvarnim bićem, onda sam u velikoj zabludi.
Why do I say that?
Zašto ja to kažem?
Because number one, I believe in the sanctuary doctrine.
Prvo zato što verujem u doktrinu o svetilištu.
But I believe that we have gone off the track in two areas.
Ali ja smatram da smo skrenuli s puta na dva područja.
Trying to make every detail on earth what happens in heaven.
Pokušavajući da svaki u pojedinost na zemlji proglasimo onim što će se zbiti na nebu.
And then having the book of Hebrews answer Adventist questions.
I onda, a drugo, da tražimo od poslanice Jevrejima da odgovara na pitanja Adventista.
There are some relationships to Adventist questions and the questions that Paul was writing about.
Postoji neka veza između adventističkih pitanja i pitanja o kojima Pavle piše.
But the author of Hebrews had his own agenda.
Ali pisac poslanice Jevrejima ima svoju agendu.
And we have ended up as Adventists in endless controversy because of these two mistakes.
A mi kao adventisti uvukli smo se u beskrajne prepirke upravo zbog ove dve stvari.
Well, I raised Ellen White's ministry in this context for two reasons.
Ja sam postavio pitanje o službi Ellen White na ovom području iz dva razloga.
Number one, it definitely ties in with the seventh month movement theology.
Prvo zato što ona određeno podržava teologiju o pokretu sedmog mjeseca.
And number two, we have evidence here that she was well aware even at that early stage of a two-apartment ministry.
I zatim drugo je što je ona čak i u tom vrlo ranom delu svoje službe bila svesna postojanja dva odeljenja u nebeskom svetilištu.
Beyond that, we see that she is also looking at a new interpretation of the bridegroom parable.
Zatim mi vidimo ovdje da ona na neki način traži neko novo tumačenje one priče o ženiku.
She now sees the coming of the bridegroom not as the second coming.
Ona na neki način kao da naglašava da dolazak ženika nije drugi dolazak.
But the going to the Ancient of Days in Daniel 7.
Već odlazak onom starcu iz Danila 7.
But she won't be the only one to see that.
Ali ona nije bila jedina koja je uvidjela ovu istinu.
Hiram Edson had written the same thing.
Hiram Edson je napisao to isto.
We begin to come to a new understanding across time by Adventists on the marriage feast of Matthew 25.
Kaže, mi dolazimo do jednog novog shvatanja u krugovima Adventista što se tiče priče o svadbi.
Just as they have a new understanding of the cleansing of the sanctuary,
upravo onako isto kao što imaju novo shvatanje o tome šta predstavlja čišćenje svetilišta,
that it's no longer the second coming,
da to nije drugi dolazak,
so they will have a new understanding of the wedding feast of Matthew 25.
Tako su morali da steknu jedno novo tumačenje i one priče o svadbi iz Mateja 25.
It will no longer be the second coming.
Ni to se više nije moglo proglašavati drugim dolaskom.
Well, Matthew 25, verse 10.
Matej 25:10.
Very interesting text.
Vrlo zanimljiv tekst.
Talking about the five foolish virgins.
Tu je reč o pet ludih devojaka.
And I quote that passage.
Ja citiram.
And while they went to buy,
i dok otidoše da kupe,
the bridegroom came,
ženik dođe,
and they that were ready went in with him,
i gotove uđoše s njim na svadbu,
to the marriage,
na svadbu,
and the door was shut,
i vrata se zatvoriše.
Verses 11 and 12,
11. i 12. stih,
go on to say,
nastavljaju dalje i kažu.
Afterward came also the other virgins.
A poslije dođoše i one druge djevojke.
Saying, Lord, Lord.
Govoreći, Gospode, Gospode.
Open to us.
Otvori nam.
But he answered and said.
A on im odgovori i reče.
Verily I say unto you.
Zaista, zaista vam kažem.
I know you not.
Ne poznajem vas.
Watch therefore.
Stražite dakle.
It's this verse, Matthew 25, verse 10.
Da li je ovaj tekst, Matej 25:10,
which is the mother of the shut door theology.
Da li je to u stvari majka teologije zatvorenih vrata?
Well, where did this theology come from?
Odakle se pojavila ta teologija?
Who developed the shut door theology?
Ko je razvio teologiju zatvorenih vrata?
We go back to William Miller.
Da se vratimo Williamu Milleru.
1836.
1836. godina.
In that day, Miller writes,
toga
at that time,
u to doba Milleriti,
that the phrase the shut door
su skovali tu frazu zatvorena vrata.
Implies the closing up of the mediatorial kingdom,
koja je objašnjavala zatvaranje, završetak posredničke službe,
and the finishing of the gospel period,
i završetak evanđelskog perioda.
Miller tied Revelation 22:11 to the shut door.
Miller je povezao otkrivenje 22:11 sa zatvorenim vratima.
He that is filthy shall be filthy still.
Onaj koji je nečist neka se i dalje pogani.
He tied that to the coming of the bridegroom.
I on sa dolaskom ženika povezuje.
And the shutting of the door.
Zatvaranje vrata.
When Christ came at the second advent.
Kada Hristos bude došao prilikom drugog dolaska.
People would be either ready or not ready.
Ljudi će biti ili spremni ili nespremni.
There would be no second chance during a temporal millennium.
Neće biti nikakve druge šanse u toku hiljadugodišnjice.
That is, probation would close before the second advent.
Što znači da će se vreme milosti završiti pre drugog dolaska.
In 1842
godine,
the Millerite General Conference resolved that year.
Milleritska generalna konferencija je odbacila ovo gledište.
And I quote,
citiram,
that the notion of a probation after Christ's coming,
natuknica da će vreme milosti potrajati posle Hristovog dolaska,
is a lure to destruction.
Je iskušenje da za propast.
Entirely contrary to the word of God.
Potpuno suprotno Božjoj reči.
Which positively teaches.
Koja jasno naučava.
That when Christ comes, the door is shut.
Da kada Hristos bude došao, vrata će se zatvoriti.
And those who are not ready.
I oni koji nisu spremni.
Can never enter in.
Nikada više neće moći da uđu.